This is the Africa service of Vatican Radio.
Welcome to our half-hour daily program for Africa.
Welcome to your Sunday liturgy. This is the program that accompanies you as you prepare for the Sunday Eucharistic celebration. After the Sunday liturgy, you can listen to our bulletin of church news that will be followed by Panorama. Then, our feature, The World Around Us, with news about our environment. I'm Father Paul Samasumo.
Whenever we find ourselves in the presence of the divine, in the presence of God, we then realize how sinful we are and how far we have strayed from God. It is from this realization that healing comes.
Fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a high and lofty throne, with the train of his garment filling the temple. Seraphim were stationed above. They cried one to the other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory." At the sound of that cry, the frame of the door shook, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, "Woe is me, I am doomed, for I am a man of unclean lips, living among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, holding an ember that he had taken with tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth with it and said, "See, now that this has touched your lips, your wickedness is removed, your sin purged." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" "Here I am," I said, "send me." The word of the Lord.
In the sight of the angels, I will sing your
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I am reminding you, brothers and sisters, of the gospel I preached to you, which you indeed received, and in which you also stand. Through it, you are also being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I handed on to you, as of first importance, what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that, Christ appeared to more than 500 brothers at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that, he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me. For I am the least of the apostles, not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me has not been ineffective. Indeed, I have toiled harder than all of them. Not I, however, but the grace of God that is with me. Therefore, whether it be I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
And now with this week's Sunday Liturgy Reflection, here is Father Enobong.
This Sunday, the readings are specially dedicated to our vocations in life. It is quite interesting to know that no one can save God without first being called by Him. It is also interesting to know that we all have been called by God to save Him. But each is called in a different way to offer service to God and His people. The story of the conversion of Paul is a story of the grace and mercy of God. The readings of this Sunday invite us to reflect on the love and the grace of God in our lives and the vocation we are called to accomplish in His name. Let us pray for the grace to be humble and for a good disposition to effectively serve God in our chosen vocations in life. May the message of Christ in all its richness continue to find a home in our hearts through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. Peace be with you.
Father Enobong Daidyong, Father Hilary Munyaneza contributed to the program. I am Father Paul Samasumo. Do stay tuned in for our bulletin of church news and later the world around us, all about our environment.
God assures us of His love, and He speaks to us through the prophet Isaiah. He tells us, "I have called you by name, you are mine. I've called you by your name, in my palms I've engraved you. You're mine, I won't forsake you. You're precious and I love you. I've called you by your name, in my palms I've engraved you. You're mine, I won't forsake you. You're precious and I love you. No sorrow will overwhelm you, no evil will you fear. Flames will not consume you when you walk through fire. I've called you by your name, in my palms I've engraved you. You're mine, I won't forsake you. You're precious and I love you. I've called you by your name, in my palms I've engraved you.
I am John Baptist Tumusime with a bulletin of church news. On Saturday, Pope Francis received an audience members of the Executive Committee of the Second International Congress of Brotherhood and Popular Piety from the autonomous Spanish region of Andalusia, who came to the Vatican for their Holy Year pilgrimage. The members organized the Second International Congress of Brotherhoods and Popular Piety, which took place from December 4th to 8th last year in the Spanish city of Seville. The event was attended by about 2,000 participants, of whom 60% came from the Archdiocese of Seville and the rest from other Spanish dioceses and countries with the Brotherhood tradition. Pope Francis sent them a message emphasizing that popular piety constitutes a very effective evangelizing force today. The first Congress took place in the same city in October 1999. In Saturday's meeting, Pope Francis referred to his last December's message, recalling that he had asked the participants to be witnesses of an overflowing love. He expressed gratitude to the members for their resolution to open a house for the care of the homeless, calling the gesture a blessing and a fruit of the hidden charity he had referred to in his message. He prayed that respect, affection, and care may be the guiding values of the house to enable the beneficiaries to recognize their dignity. He entrusted the members' noble work to the guidance and protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church. Pope Francis issued a message on X, the former Twitter, on Saturday, calling upon Catholics and people of goodwill to listen carefully and compassionately to people who have fallen victim to human trafficking, so as to help them get back on their feet and together with them find the best ways to free others and to prevent the crime of human trafficking. The heads of state and government of the East African Community and of the Southern African Development Community, SADC, held a joint summit on Saturday in the Tanzanian city of Dar es Salaam to discuss insecurity in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo, where M23 rebels captured the city of Goma last week and are advancing on other areas. Three SADC member countries have soldiers in the Democratic Republic of Congo who are fighting alongside Congolese troops against rebels. SADC accuses Rwanda of arming the rebels. Many SADC soldiers have been killed by M23 rebels, and there is fear that the fighting might escalate. The heads of state of the East African Community agree with Rwanda that the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo begin talks with the M23 rebels, but Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi has refused. The rebels accuse the Congolese government of marginalizing their people and of refusing to recognize them as citizens of the country. Meanwhile, members of the interregional meeting of the bishops of Southern Africa in Bissam have issued a statement commending the efforts of the Catholic Church in the Democratic Republic of Congo to support dialogue as the most suitable solution to ending the armed conflict in the eastern part of the country. The bishops expressed their solidarity with the church in Congo and also condemned all types of violence taking place there. They appealed to all parties in the conflict to cease hostilities and to protect the civilian population. They also called upon the international community to intervene. Reports from Italy say the bishops of the Catholic dioceses in the province of Lazio, to which the Diocese of Rome is a member, have initiated the cause for the beatification and canonization of Cardinal Bernardino Gantini. Cardinal Gantini was a citizen of Benin. He was born in 1922. He was invited to work in the Vatican by St. Pope Paul VI in 1971, who also appointed him adjunct secretary of the then Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples. In 1976, he promoted him to become president of the then Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. He created him cardinal in 1977. In 1984, St. Pope John Paul II appointed him prefect of the then Congregation for Bishops, thus becoming the first and the only African to date to head such a powerful ministry. In 1993, the cardinals of the Catholic Church elected Gantini to be their dean. He retired in 2002 at the age of 80 years and returned to Benin. He died in 2008 in a hospital in the French capital Paris, but was laid to rest in the Benin city of Kidam in accordance with his will. In a decree issued a few days ago to invite the faithful for testimonies for the cause of beatification, the bishops of Lazio described Cardinal Gantini as a servant of God, a noble son of Benin, a man in love with Christ and the Church, a man with a deep faith in God, and as a man faithful to the popes who in his more than 30-year service to the Holy See held roles of the highest responsibility and always carried them out with a typical humble and simple style. Reports from Nigeria say a Catholic priest, Father Cornelius Manzaki Damlak, belonging to the Diocese of Shendam, was abducted on Thursday this week in the capital Abuja, where he has been following studies at Veritas University. The kidnappers found him at his residence in Bwari Area Council. The Chancellor of Shendan Diocese, Father Joshua Dafa, has issued a statement calling for prayers for the safe release of the priest. Catholic priests and men and women religious in Nigeria have increasingly become victims of kidnappings for ransom. A peace dialogue organized by the United Nations Mission in South Sudan in collaboration with the South Sudanese civil society to explore ways to reconcile the Dinka and Nuer communities in Upper Nile State ended on Wednesday in the town of Bentiu. It was attended by community leaders, politicians, religious leaders, representatives of civil society, and representatives of South Sudan's security agencies. The Dinka and the Nuer are South Sudan's largest communities. They have had traditional tensions between them, but which politicians have in recent years exploited to their advantage to cause enmity and bitterness between the two groups. In his address to the participants at the meeting, the Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Bentiu, the Right Reverend Christian Kalasare, appealed to the communities to find courage to forgive one another because this is necessary for lasting peace. The worst violence between the two communities was experienced between 2013 and 2018, when fighting broke out in the capital Juba between the forces of President Salva Kiir Edinka and the forces of his vice Riek Machar Enuel, and spread to other parts of the country. Members of both ethnic groups were targeted, but with the Enuel becoming the main victims. Many members of both communities were killed and others were displaced from their areas, ending up in internally displaced people's camps. Bishop Kalasare told the participants that reconciliation of the two communities is a key priority of his diocese and invited them to build bridges of peace starting from their villages. You are tuned to the English Africa Service of Vatican Radio.
Hello and welcome to the World Around Us, news about our environment. I am Festus Tarawali. The world has just experienced the hottest January ever recorded, the World Meteorological Organization WMO said on Thursday, citing data released by UN partner, the Copernicus Climate Service. UN News' Daniel Johnson has the details.
last month was 1.75 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial level and 0.79 degrees Celsius above the 1991 to 2020 average, despite expectations that the La Niña weather phenomenon might bring cooler temperatures. In 2015, the international community agreed to try to limit average global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. The January data was surprising, even to climate change experts at Copernicus, the European Climate Change Service, which noted that it was the 18th month in the last 19 where surface air temperatures globally were more than 1.5 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial level.
In Sierra Leone, the Freetown City Council and Climate Resilience for All, a global climate adaptation NGO, on Thursday co-hosted the first ever African Urban Heat Summit. The meeting brought together mayors from cities across West Africa, as well as local council leaders and multilateral organizations and key stakeholders to address the escalating threat of extreme heat and its impact on urban areas. The summit, entitled Building Resilient African Cities, Tackling Urban Heat Through Innovation, Education and Action, was championed by the mayor of Freetown, Her Worship Yvonne Akisoya, and Kathy Baugman-McLeod, Chief Executive Officer of Climate Resilience for All. And as you may have heard in one of our reports, former Vice President of the United States and Chairman and Founder of the Climate Reality Project, Al Gore, was among the main speakers at Monday's summit on children's rights held in the Vatican's Apostolic Palace. Mr. Gore was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2007, along with the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Speaking at this week's Vatican summit, Mr. Gore warned against the threat of ecological devastation, which he said is a burden we have placed upon the children of our planet. Let us listen to some of what he said in the presence of Pope Francis, citing his 2015 encyclical letter, Laudato Si, on the care for our common home.
The threat of ecological devastation, which encompasses the climate crisis and also the biodiversity crisis, is a terrible burden that we are placing on our children through no action of their own. They are inheriting a planet on the precipice. As you warned in 2018, Your Holiness, on the third anniversary of the release of your prophetic encyclical Laudato Si, and I quote, "There is a real danger that we will leave future generations only rubble, deserts, and refuse." You have described the spiritual crisis we face as stemming in part from the willful blindness that prevents so many from seeing the way in which our economic system is driving us toward the exploitation of both people and the planet at the expense of our moral values and the future of children. Indeed, humanity was long blind to the threat from greenhouse gas emissions, in part because the single biggest driver of the climate crisis, carbon dioxide from the burning of fossil fuels, is an invisible, odorless, and tasteless gas. However, scientists and more recently Mother Nature have made the reality of the climate crisis plainly visible to everywhere as the damage being inflicted continues to worsen faster than we are yet deploying the solutions. One extremely important feature of the climate crisis that many did not really see clearly for a long time, especially prior to Laudato Si, is the now well-established evidence that a warming planet disproportionately affects the most vulnerable among us, including especially the poor, those marginalized by discrimination, especially children, infants, women, the elderly, the mentally ill, the unhoused, and agricultural workers and others who work outdoors. When the conditions for working outdoors are becoming intolerable in much larger areas of our planet. Those who have contributed the least to causing the crisis are facing its worst impacts. Perhaps those of us who are well off and comfortable in our lives are vulnerable to yet another variety of blindness. Maybe we just don't really see the plight of the poor and the vulnerable in a way that compels us to action. Once again, in your words, Your Holiness, if for whatever reason we don't really want to see, we don't see. But what we may not see, the children of our planet can already sense all around them. They feel the weight of existential dread caused by decades of inaction. We have a duty to restore their hope in the future.
Al Gore, former Vice President of the United States and Chairman and Founder of the Climate Reality Project. And that's all for this edition of The World Around Us, News About Our Environment. Till the same time next week, I am Festus Tarawali.
You have been listening to the English Africa service of Vatican Radio, and I am Johnny Baptist Tumusime. In our next program at the same time tomorrow, you can hear our report with the Pope on Sunday. Praised be Jesus Christ. Laudetur Jesus Christus.